support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good afternoon. I'm your Alaska Live host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Joining me here at the KUAC studios, Alaska Cello Intensive faculty and students. And boy, am I looking forward to this. Becca Levy, thanks for bringing these talented kids in today. We've got a great lineup.
Thank you, Lori, for having us. We can't wait.
And it's Laura Mayo, Rosalie Bertram, and Lily Vonamy. I did that pretty well.
You did that pretty well. Very
okay.
well.
And they're playing a not exactly a classical piece.
No, it's a cover piece from U2.
All right.
Yep, With or Without You. And and it was arranged for three cellos.
So we are going to hear three cellos from the Alaska Cello Intensive. Laura, Rosalie, Lily, take it away.
Thank you.
That was absolutely gorgeous. And I'm wondering what that song sounds like. If you didn't know the U2 song in the first place, like in my head, I was completely singing along Becca Levy. And but, you know, maybe some audience members, younger members, may not remember that song from
the 80s. It's so true. And a lot of these arrangements, these students haven't heard before other than on a cello.
Yeah.
You know, we did Smooth Criminal as a group.
The Michael Jackson song.
The Michael Jackson song. And I remember when the students saw the real one. And they dismissed it. They said, oh, the cello version is so much better.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
The Alaska Cello Intensive students are here at the Alaska Live Studios performing live. And we have some recorded versions of some of the other songs that we don't have room in the studio to have the whole cello choir in here. But Laura or Rosalie or Lily, does somebody want to set down their cello and just come and talk just a little bit about what it's like to make such harmonies with your friends? I think that that's one of the coolest things I heard with that song in particular, that the harmonies are just gorgeous. Introduce yourself when you come up to the mic, if you would. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Rosalie, and I was one of the players here for With or Without You. And that's
Play the high part or the low part of the middle?
The higher part.
Okay.
For the most part, yeah. And this here is showcasing one of the best parts of ACI, which is coming together with all of your friends and new people and getting to play such wonderful music.
Rosalie, are you a singer too, or do you play cello mostly?
A cello mostly.
Okay. Well, it is a way that you can really sing too, because that song has such nice harmonies and you're such a part of that. And gorgeous playing. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. And introduce yourself when you come to the mic.
I'm Laura.
Hi, Laura. You played the middle or the lower part?
I was in the middle.
You were in the middle, holding down that middle, sometimes what the main chorus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how many years have you been with the Alaska Cello Intensive?
This is my third year, I believe.
What keeps you coming back?
It's just so fun to play with everybody, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And are you part of the large cello choir also?
Yes.
And how many cellists play with that?
About 20 or 19.
Okay, that's a lot of cellos in one room playing off one song. And wow, what's one of your favorite parts of coming back to the Alaska Cello Intensive every year?
Well, I love all the fun trips that we go on.
That's right, because this weekend you get to go down to Denali National Park and play.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys taking the train down there or are you driving?
We're driving down and taking the train back.
Do you get out your cellos while you're on the Alaska Railroad?
No.
It would be delightful for some of those other passengers, I bet. Think about it. Well, thank you so much, Laura.
I'm Lily Vanami, and I just want to say ACI is pretty awesome. I've only been playing cello for less than a year. I started last August, but as you can see, it's pretty awesome, and I've learned really fast. I think it's really fun.
Wow. What made you want to play cello and be a part of this all of a sudden?
Well, both my brothers play cello with this, and a lot of my friends did it, and I was given the choice to switch to cello from viola and violin, and I decided it would be pretty fun to do it. So
it's a heavier instrument to lug around. Do you have any regrets about that?
Not really.
Nice. Well, thank you so much. You played that U2 song so wonderfully and can't wait to see it in concert. Tonight you are at Raven Landing.
Yes, we're at Raven Landing at 7 o'clock, and the choir will be performing as well as some duos and some solo performances.
Wow.
And Lori, I wanted to point it out.
Yes.
One of the things that does make this music camp so attractive is the fact that it's in Alaska and we have daylight. So we have a rigorous academic schedule for 8 hours, and then we go outside. We go blueberry picking. We ride our bikes. We had a blueberry eating pie eating contest.
With our hands behind our Yeah. Yeah.
It was one of those real state fair or county fair ones where you had your hands behind your back and you had a pie eating contest.
Yep.
Lily, did you win? No, you're not Lily. Yes, you are Lily.
I did not win.
Did you?
Van won.
Well, thanks for telling me that. I'll have to ask him about that. And you've been doing lots of outdoor activities.
That's
with
right.
Going out and hiking and biking and some berry picking and some, wow.
That's right.
So Alaska Cello Intensive talks about intensive part of just getting together also and being a group.
Ensembleship, they do work on their solo repertoire, but the chamber side of this camp is very strong.
That's really fun. Yeah. Did anybody else get into the pie eating contest?
Yeah.
All of you did. Well, thank you so much, the trio of Laura Mayo, Rosalie Bertram, and Lily Von Ami. That U2 song was great for a trio, and can't wait to hear you this weekend. Tonight at Raven Landing at 7, and then for those of you who are down in the Denali Park area, I know that you have shows down there.
Yes, we have one at Tonglen Lake Lodge at 7 o'clock on Saturday, and then we're at the Princess, Denali Princess, at 7:30 on Sunday.
Gorgeous. Becca, what should we listen to from some of the recordings that you've provided us with so we can change out our ensemble? And
sure.
Okay.
Robin Hood Changes His Oil is a very popular Gideon Freudman arrangement. And we played it in the studio with only 5 cellos, and it might be fun to listen to with 20 cellos.
I remember that during the spring fundraiser, you were here with Carl Knapp, Dr. Carl Knapp, and the students that were part of the spring workshop, and you played this one, and it was with 5, and now this one, this recording is with 20.
Yeah.
Great. So this was recorded when?
Yesterday.
Just yesterday. All right. This is from a recording made just yesterday during the performance at... Where was this?
Well, actually, we just recorded it in Davis.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
This is Robin Hood from a practice at Davis with the Alaska Cello Intensive.
Thank you.
From a recording made just last night at Davis Concert Hall with the Alaska Cello Intensive, and playing these songs that were just recorded with the cello choir not only gives us a chance to hear what 20 or so cellos sound like, it also gives us a chance to change out our ensembles that we have playing live here on Alaska Live at KUAC. Becca Levy joins me from the Alaska Cello Intensive. Mm-hmm. And Nico is here. Nico Roberts is here to introduce our next piece.
Hi, this is Nico, and I'm joined by Kirtan, and we will be playing a duet by Hook, the duet number 5, Allegro Moderato Movement. Hook was a classical composer from the 18th century. And it's fun to play classical music as well as more modern music that we've been doing, just to get our own texture and feel on it. So I hope you enjoy.
Cool. Nico and Kirtan are up next as part of KUAC's Alaska Live featuring the Alaska Cello Intensive. And they've got a duo for us next. Thank you. too. Wow. Nico Roberts and Kirtan Vanami performing a nice classical piece that just moved along quite nicely.
And, you know, Lori, one of the things that the listeners might be interested in, because they can't see it, is one of these players is on a full-size cello and one is on a half-size cello, which looks a little bit larger than a viola. Mm-hmm. And maybe Kirtan could speak to that, how it is to play in an ensemble with a smaller cello than everyone else.
Here, let me help you with that real quick. Becca, say a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so one of the wonderful things about the cello choir and playing in a cello choir is with a smaller instrument, you get to be a part of something that makes a really big sound. Now, in this duo, you want to match the sound as much as possible, and Kirtan is playing on a much smaller instrument. And so they had to figure out how to match the sound, and it's a struggle, and I bet Kirtan can speak to that.
Well, I have a half-size cello, but I really like my cello because sometimes it's louder than most of them. Also,
you made a lot of sound on that half-size cello. I have to say that that's amazing.
Yeah, I like to make it sound really good, and I guess maybe Nico had to play quietly, but yeah.
Kirtan, how many years have you been practicing and playing and performing? Because you're quite accomplished already. I was very amazed sitting here and watching you that you're how old?
10.
10. And Nico was how old? 14. So 4 years of different practicing, but you matched each other's skill levels so well. How many years have you been playing?
Six
already. So you picked up cello right away, or was it?
I picked it up right away because I had an older brother that played.
Oh, okay. So the Vanami family, they're going for cello because your sister played in the first trio.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. So are you all part of, all the siblings are part of the Alaska Cello Intensive?
Yep.
Oh, it's a family affair. That's great. And what is it about the cello specifically? You mentioned it's loud. That is the cool part for me, too. What else is it about the cello that really makes you want to play?
Well, I really like the cello because it can go really high and really low. So it also is really fun to play. So.
And do you have equal amounts of fun with the classical pieces and the other pieces, like the rock pieces that are arranged for cello?
Well, I really like both of them, but I really like both of them.
You part of the youth orchestra too? That, yeah. Okay, great. So there you play pretty straight ahead classical pieces.
Yeah.
And the Cello Institute, What's one of your favorites that you're playing with the cello orchestra?
Well, I really like Robin Hood that you just played.
We heard that one, yeah.
Yeah, and then I also liked this other one called Uptown Funk. So.
Oh, we've got a recording of that, so we'll hear that in this Alaska Live session too. Well, Kirtan, you played really wonderfully on air, and I bet you're going to sound great on stage all weekend, too. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks.
And Nico, thank you for introducing the piece right off the bat. That was a nice skill to have, to be able to talk about a piece that you're going to play. And so it was wonderful to hear about. You have been playing cello for how many years now?
Since I was 3, but after I broke my arm, I kind of was discouraged a little bit and took a 2-year break, but then came back to it because my older sister really persuaded me to do it. And one of the highlights of playing cello is coming up to Alaska and being a part of this intensive.
Oh, you said coming up to Alaska. You're not from Alaska.
We were.
Oh.
We did live in Alaska, and we moved down to Washington for many different reasons, but we're still coming up to Alaska for the summers, and this is one of our highlights.
That is so cool. So you and your sister are part of the Alaska Cello Intensive. And maybe one of the reasons why you shied away from playing cello after you broke your arm was because lugging it around may be a little bit more difficult when your arm hurts.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge.
Yeah. But, well, congratulations for coming back to it, because there's nothing like getting back to something that you loved after an injury. So that's super cool.
Yeah.
Did your arms both grow at the same rate?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're pretty even.
They're pretty even. Good. And it's not that you have to have even arms for cello, because they're both doing different things.
Yeah.
So are you part of this cello choir also that plays the Robin Hood and Uptown Funk? And so you're about in the middle range of the cellists in this, because it's all the way from, what, 8-year-olds to 18?
Yeah.
Do you find that you're teaching some of the younger kids? And like Kierden here, I mean, you guys played at kind of the same level.
Quite the contrary, actually. I feel like the younger kids are actually teaching more about cello to me, as, believe it or not, Kierden is in a higher level a repertoire than I am, and it's great to actually learn from him instead of the other way around.
That is so cool, Nico, and to be able to say that with such respect, that's so cool. Well, thank you guys for coming and performing on Alaska Live, and best of luck this weekend. It was really wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, Becca, we're moving on to something so they can change out, and we'll have our next ones in here.
Good.
We have Master for Puppets, we have Entreat, and Animal, Uptown Funk. Those are our choices.
Yeah, well, how Eleanor Rigby was not on that list?
That was not on that list.
Okay, let's let's do an arrangement. It's called Animal, and a lot of our listeners might recognize it as a Three Days Grace song.
Right. Yeah. And this was recorded last night also in Davis.
That's correct.
By the Cello Orchestra Choir.
Uh-huh.
That was a recording of a nice headbanger, Animal, and Rebecca Levy, and students from the Alaska Cello Intensive. Join me, your host for Alaska Live, Lori Neufeld, here at the KUAC studios. And I can only imagine what that looks like in concert, that last song. Are the kids playing cello actually headbanging in their head?
Well,
their hair is flying around. They aren't actually banging heads
with one another, but they are quite energetic. And their heads are definitely bobbing to the rhythm. Yeah. And there's a lot of foot stomping.
We have seen a whole multifaceted side of the Alaska Cello Intensive here on Alaska Live today. We've gone everywhere from the Hook Duo, which was very classical, to some nice lyrical U2 music, and then we heard the Animal metal song.
That's right.
Becca, you are in the midst of your summer Alaska Cello Intensive.
It's a two-week program.
Oh. And it culminates in performances for the kids.
We had 8 performances over a two-week period. And we have 4 faculty that we brought up from Minnesota, California, Washington State, Ohio, and Massachusetts. Yeah. And we actually are working in partnership with UAF, and Dr. Brian Hall up there is on faculty as well.
Yeah. I find it interesting that, the public schools are, losing money for funding, and sometimes the arts suffers from that.
Right.
And so things like the Alaska Cello Intensive, Suzuki Institute, all of these things are filling in those gaps.
Oh, yep, that's right.
And making it so kids are still very excited about being part of the arts.
That's right.
And they carry that energy into a band and orchestra at school, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, they do. And we're just grateful for the support that we get from, community-wide, from the folk school, from UAF, from all these great teachers who love coming up here.
Yeah, you were here during the KUAC spring fundraiser during From the Top, and the energy in the room with all of the, we had like 6 cellos in here was really over the top on From the Top. It was so cool. And the kids are energetic here during the summer, but they have a little more time to stretch out in 2 weeks.
And what they learn in that second week is we're seeing the fruits of it now.
And so we have Van Levy here and Baron Vanamy. Did I do it better? Vanamy. Sort of?
Vanamy.
Vanamy.
You got it.
I want to put an extra syllable in there somehow. Vanamy. No, yeah, Vanamy. There we go. I got it. Van and Baron, what will they be playing? Neither one of them are at the mic yet, but we could get one of them here.
Yeah.
Okay, Van, here we go.
Teardrop is a waterfall.
And who is this originally by and arranged for?
Coldplay. Yeah. And we are playing the arrangement that 2 cellos did.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. The 2 cellos, they are really known for their performances of arrangements of popular music, rock music, if you will.
Yep, and so they do 2 people on 1 cello. And so we're trying to match that.
Gotcha. So here in the studio, I hear that we're doing it with 2 cellos, but in performance in front of your audience, you perform this on just 1 cello. So, well, thank you for doing the 2 cellos version, because the 1 cello thing might be a little lost on a radio audience.
Yeah, possibly.
Okay. Awesome. Well, take it away. not sure I know that Coldplay song, but I feel like I've got a great appreciation for the arrangements that are done for two cellos. I know that like Spoonth Criminal has right. been done for them, and that was really gorgeous.
Yeah, and there's a whole lot, too, that the listeners are missing, and maybe Baron can fill us in,
yeah.
because when they perform this, one, they perform it on one cello, so you have two bows and four hands on one cello, but they also have some stage props, and Baron, yeah. maybe you can fill the audience in on...
Yeah, Baron, would you mind telling us about the stage props that go in to Every Teardrop is a Waterfall?
We got, actually, I borrowed a tambourine for my little sister.
Oh, nice.
We duct taped it to the floor, and the van can tap that with his foot. And then we also have a kick drum that Van's brother Mac made out of a tire rim and airplane fabric. And
a tire rim, as in, I saw this on YouTube. It's a car wheel, right? And it's a nice looking chrome wheel. And yeah.
A rim, yeah.
Yeah, a rim, right? And that turns into your kick drum. So
it sounds absolutely terrible, though.
Oh, but it's fun because, you know, it's theatrical.
Yeah. Right.
So you've got the theatrical things going on with your percussion and the fact that you both play on one cello.
Yeah, that's kind of the point is the comic relief, not the sound quality. Right.
Well, you played it here. You played it pretty straight here because that was really nice on both of you on your own cellos. But in performance, I bet it's really fun to see what you do with the percussion and all. Baron, how long have you been coming to the Alaska Cello Institute?
Well, since it started, I think that was 3 or 4 years ago.
Cool. What's your favorite part about the summer part?
One of my favorite things is the doing duets with other people, like the one with Van. I'm also doing a more classical piece with another boy.
Okay. What's the classical piece that you'll be performing?
It's the Barrier Sonata X.
Very nice. Ooh, it's got a cool name, though, too. Sonata X. Nice. And are you part of... It's just the number 10, of course. Are you part of a youth orchestra also?
Yeah, I play in the youth symphony.
Mm-hmm. And what grade are you now?
I'm going into ninth grade.
Okay. Boy, I thought that maybe you might already be a senior, but no, you're just going in ninth grade. All right. Very cool. Well, best of luck to you performing the piece on one cello. You'll be doing that tonight at Raven Landing. All right. Were you part of the pieing contest?
No, unfortunately, I was sick on that day. So
dang it. Well, I hear we do have a champion pie-eating contest participant here in Van Levy.
Yeah, so it was pretty good.
What is berry picking and making pies and eating pies have to do with playing cello?
Well, it's kind of like, I don't know. I think nature is really important in music playing because you can bring it out in your sound. And just having a good time, like, if you're connected with your friends, you know, and sometimes it's hard to do that through playing, but doing other stuff like berry picking and eating pies really fast. Yeah.
So what is one of your favorite places to practice, indoors and outdoors? Do you ever practice outdoors?
Yeah, I do. I mean, sometimes. It's kind of bad for my cello, though.
I'm sure.
But I really like practicing in the stairwell here over. Ooh. Yeah, it's pretty loud.
Right, because the acoustics of a stairwell is really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You feel like you're playing in an ensemble of one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. It's very echoey.
Last week we tried to use that type of acoustic with the entire choir because we played at the firehouse downtown.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
Right.
What the great acoustics.
Because you have a lot of bounce of sound, uh-huh. so mm-hmm. natural reverb in uh-huh. there is probably really great.
That's right.
Yeah. Van, you are part of the cello choir, too, mm-hmm. of about 20 strong.
Yeah.
And What's some of your favorite pieces that you'll be performing with them?
I really like Animal, the piece that we just heard.
We heard that one. That's and
and Eleanor Rigby is pretty awesome, too.
Oh, fun. Yeah. You're playing the Beatles tune, yeah. Eleanor Rigby. Yeah. That's really cool. What is it about some of these popular pieces that have been arranged for cello that you just really dig? What's
Well, sometimes it gets a little bit boring to just play classical music constantly.
Okay.
And it's
you like variety?
Fun. Yeah, it's fun to spice things up.
Nice. And it ends up sounding similar to classical music to some, though, and it might be the gateway that people need to appreciating some more classical music yeah. to hear some of these familiar pieces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's really important. Like, I've noticed even in the two cellos, they've been doing a lot of popular music, and then they're also roping their fans back into the more classical things that they're arranging.
Popular music is such a good gateway because you get people, like you said, roped in and they're hearing, you know, classical instruments and like, oh, well, that classical tune kind of rocks in a way that this other piece rocks. And I love that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You've played down at Denali National Park also mm-hmm. before.
Yeah.
What are some places in Alaska that you love to visit and take your cello with this intensive?
Well, the only place we've really visited is Denali.
Okay.
So, and I don't usually take my cello on trips with me. But, yeah, Denali is pretty awesome. And I really like the performance venues there. Really good acoustics in some of them and stuff.
Tonglen Lake Lodge is gorgeous. Do you play inside or outside there?
Inside.
Okay.
Yeah, and in there. I don't know. It's like the
cafe
thing. Yeah, it's above the cafe.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah, it's really awesome.
Mm-hmm. And people can, if they're down in Denali Park this weekend, they can find out more. Where would they find out more about those shows, Becca?
Well, they can visit our Facebook page.
Cool.
Yep, we have a listing of shows.
Nice. And that's Alaska Cello Intensive. You can find that on Facebook. And also, the Folk School has been putting out some
That's
promotion
right.
for you because
yep.
you partner with them.
We are a program of the Folk School.
Yeah.
Yep. And we also have a website, akcellointensive.com, where you can learn more about the different sessions and programs we run.
And, Van, you're probably going to have to go back to some classical music if you're going to enter into the concerto competition
yeah.
again. Is that a plan?
Well, I don't think I'm allowed to this year.
Oh.
Because I guess they changed the rules.
Okay.
Which is fine.
That's fine.
But possibly next year. I'm not completely sure how the rules work.
Cool.
But yeah, probably I will not be able to do any rock tunes.
The concerto competition is done by the Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra, and I know that you've won that twice now. Is that
mm-hmm.
true?
Yeah.
And you've gotten to play as the soloist there on stage.
Yep. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, yeah. And what are your plans? You're now a junior?
Yeah.
And what are your plans after you get out of high school?
I don't know. I'd be happy living in the woods doing whatever, but I also know that I should probably go to college. So, yeah, I really have not thought about it much.
Well, I know Brian Hall here with the strings. He's very good. So, you know, UAF could be in your future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
definitely.
Becca, this has been so fun. What should we listen to? We can listen to one or two to go out on,
yeah.
and we can talk about a little bit more about your shows in between them, but what should we listen to of the recordings?
Entreat Me Now is probably it's a choral work, and it really shows how the cellos actually perform as a string orchestra all by themselves because they have such range.
Van and Baron, thank you so much
for
performing here at Alaska Live. This was great. You guys played that Coldplay piece that I was actually not familiar with, but now I kind of want to go back and listen to the actual tune to see the difference.
I don't think it's nearly as good, though.
No, I bet not.
Yeah.
So are there, one last question, are there songs that you didn't know about before, and then you end up playing on cello, and then you hear them on the radio, or...
Oh, yeah, like almost every single one. Like, yeah, pretty much I can't think of one that I've heard before. Because I don't really listen to any of that sort of stuff.
Gotcha. So these songs are all kind of new to you, yeah. And then you're like, oh, that's that cello song. Uh-huh. Wait.
Yeah. But then I it's weird. I never like them as much, like, because I've been conditioned hearing them on cello first, so.
Examples of those songs are like
Animal, mm-hmm. This song,
Uptown Funk,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, they're all really fun when you hear a whole cello orchestra playing them. And we're going to do that next with, you said, Becca, this one is
Entreat
more
me,
a
yes.
choral piece.
Entreat Me Not. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
A recording made last night, Davis Concert Hall, there, the Alaska Cello Intensive was practicing, and they did some recordings. And it's hard to believe, Becca Levy, that those kids are teenagers and preteens playing such a moving, full of emotion piece.
Yeah.
That's
just a big orchestral piece with only 20 cellos. And it's really beautiful to watch because, yes, there are 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 18-year-olds, but they're also getting to play with their teachers and really performing with their teachers.
That's a special thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And it was really special here today that none of the teachers were here performing with the kids. They all were so brave and so great to come in and play their pieces that are for the duos and the trios and the small ensembles. And sometimes with the Alaska Cello Intensive, we have had some of the teachers in here performing with them. But this time they did it on their own.
Uh-huh.
And that's that was a really cool part about Alaska Live today.
And I think they're really excited to share what they've been, you know, it's like a gift. It's something they've been working on and preparing, and it's really fun to be able to share it.
And if you'd like to see what this looks like, I know that you have a Facebook page. The Alaska Cello Intensive has a Facebook page, and you've been posting some YouTube videos
such.
That's so fun.
Yes.
And I'll be posting this along with just a few pictures with on our Alaska Live page. And you can see these kids. They are polished performers now after 2 weeks. And they'll be at Raven Landing tonight and then down in Denali National Park this weekend.
That's right.
Oh, so good. And they've played at College Coffee. They've played at the Farmer's Market.
That's right. At the fire station on Cushman.
I bet that was really fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Becca Levy, I need to congratulate you for making such a draw for these kids. I mean, these kids talking about how much they love these tunes in... I don't love them because they've heard them on the radio. They love them because they get to play them and they get to work them up
exactly.
for an audience. And
right. And producing the process of coming up with this, of producing something, it's difficult. It's tedious. And I'm just grateful that there are teachers out there who are able to help them get to this point where they have something, a gift that is really polished to share.
And it's amazing. I've witnessed some of them practicing, especially before the spring fundraiser, and they're teaching each other. They're, you know, working on critiquing each other. Let's speed it up here. When you do this, I do that. And then it moves here.
Uh-huh.
And that is so incredible to see kids teaching each other, you know, with their duos and their small ensembles. It's great.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we've got one more piece that was recorded last night. Tell us about this one.
Uptown Funk. And it, you know, the name really says it all. And when we performed this, we were last night at the Westmark Hotel performing this. And there was, I don't think there was a foot that stayed on the floor with this piece.
All right, we're going to hear the intro and part of Uptown Funk recorded last night with the 20 cello strong cello choir from Alaska Cello Intensive. Thank you. Levy. That is a really fun version of Uptown Funk, but we gotta leave the listeners wanting more because, you know, you can hear that in its entirety worked up for the audience tonight at the Raven Landing.
That's right.
This was so fun to have members of Alaska Cello Intensive. There's many more of them that are part of the cello choir that performs tonight at the Raven Landing.
That's right. And we have room for more, too, if anyone's out there, closet cellists. You know, people have always wanted to play the cello.
Right.
Pick it up.
Cool.
Come join us.
And that's for, you know, kids that are playing cello, part of Suzuki or part of the band or orchestra.
Sure.
And or anybody who is thinking, man, yeah, I
cello is
would
awesome.
Love to do that.
That's
that
right.
makes a great sound that
uh-huh.
I can sing along to in my head.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here and all your kids that are so inspired and inspiring.
Well, thank you, Lori. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Becca Levy, we'll see you again here with your Alaska Cello Intensive kids.
Okay. Thank you.
Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.